幼稚园以下的，请你们到你们的教室。Children, kindergarten and under, go to your classroom.
来，我们一起来祷告了。好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们献上我们的感恩。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks.
你永远给每一个人机会。
You will always give each person the opportunity.
因为你爱每一个人。
Because you love each of us.
你让每一个人有机会接受这个救恩。
You allow each one of us to have the chance to obtain salvation.
因为你的爱，让我们人生变得不一样。
And through your love, we can become different.
我们有平安喜乐，我们也有盼望。
We have joy and hope, and we also have hope.
我们更有永远的生命。
And even more so, we have everlasting life.
今天晚上你在天上施恩板座对我们每一个人说话。
This evening, you speak to each of us from heaven.
你带领我们每一个人这一辈子的道路。
You lead each of us our entire lives.
走在一个平安、光明、永生的路上。
And we walk on a peaceful, light-filled, and glorious path.
祷告感谢，奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving and praise, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那个是什么字啊？大家念一下来，中文念一遍。
Let's read that.
英文念一遍。
Now in English.
我请问你啊。你认为人生最大的事是什么？请告诉我。
Tell me what do you think the most important thing in life is?
而每一个人的答案都不一样。
I'm sure each person's answer is different.
但是大部分的人大概大同小异。
But for most people, it's probably pretty similar.
他们说有五子登科。
There's five things.
你知道哪五子吧？
What are the five things?
中国古代有那个科举考试，再把它放到现在。什么叫五子登科？你知道吗
？This is derived from Chinese imperial examinations.
第一个就是票子，你知道什么是票子
？Money.
很好 ，paper money.
The first one is money.
一个人说，然后呢，我有房子。
And then a house.
我有车子。
A car.
不是 CRV 的啊，比 CRV 更高级的啊。
Better than a CRV.
然后呢，中国人称丈夫叫什么外子还是内子
and
什么
子、
啊、外子对不对
外
那他这边的外子
Your husband.
这个在美国长大不知道外子是什么还有内子是什么太太对不对
Your husband and your wife
然后儿子对不对
and your sons
这叫五子登科
those are the five things
然后有人说、我的生活很安定
Some people say my life is so stable.
我的收入呢够用有余。
My income is more than enough.
这是一个理想。
This is an ideal.
就算你这个都得到了。
Even if you have all these things.
你真的很快乐吗
？Are you really that joyous?
你真的很平安吗
？Do you really have peace?
美国有一个以前有一个很有钱的人。
Once there was a very wealthy man in America.
他就是做那个飞机的一个人。
He made airplanes.
他的房子有20个房间呢、啊。
His house had 20 rooms.
我住的房子呢，租的房子有2个房间。
And the house I rent has 2 bedrooms.
他大概有几千万美金的财产。
He probably has millions and millions of.
可是他把自己关在他的房子里面20年不出来。
But he stayed in his house for 20 years and never came out.
那些人会给他快乐吗
Do you think that gives him happiness or joy?
人类最忽略的就最大的事情是什么
What is the biggest thing in life?
就是生命
It is your life.
你没有生命什么都没有了
Without life, you have nothing.
虽然你有很多的理想
So though you have many wishes,
你有很多的抱负
and desires,
我要去阿拉斯加坐游轮啊！
want to take a cruise to Alaska.
可是你没有生命，你什么都没有。
But if you're not alive, if you don't have a life, you have nothing.
可是我讲的生命跟你讲的生命可能不一样哦。
But maybe the life I'm speaking of is different from the life you're thinking of.
我讲的生命有两种。
I'm talking about two kinds of lives.
一种是外在的生命，就是你的肉体的生命。
One is the external.
一种是内在的。很多人是很陌生的。
And the other is internal, which many people may not be familiar with.
如果他对内在生命很熟悉的话，
If you're very familiar with your internal life,
他一定会赶快跑到教会。
He would run to church.
我讲到的这个内在的生命，就是你的灵魂的生命。
The internal life I speak of is your spirit.
一个人灵魂体都健壮兴盛，这个人才算是一个健全健康的人。
A person who is healthy in both body and spirit is someone who's truly healthy and strong.
耶稣说，人赚得全世界。
Jesus said, "You may gain the whole world."
如果你赔上你自己的生命，
but if you've lost your own soul,
这个生命就是你的灵魂，
which is your spirit,
有什么益处？
What meaning is there?
所以在短短的两节圣经里面，我们来读一下圣经，好不好？
So in these short two verses,
好，我们先来读这个。
Let's read this together.
好，请跟我来读，来。
Read with me.
来，回去。
Go back.
我们反应太快啊！来，我来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛。English.
I have come to life and have it to the full.
好，我们看了圣经来，我们一起来读一遍。
Now let's read the verse.
第九节、第十节，现在中文来。我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入我得赏赐。第十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛。英文一遍
，English.
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me.They will come in and go out and find rest. The light of God is sealed and filled with your soul.
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这是耶稣讲。好。
This is what Jesus said.
耶稣是人类得救唯一的门。
Jesus is the only door to salvation for mankind.
耶稣说我是门呢。
And Jesus said, I am the door.
这个门是什么门？
What kind of door is this?
就是一个永生的门。
This is an eternal door.
在马太福音第七章有这样子说。
In Matthew chapter 7 it says,
进到地狱的那个门呢？
The first door,
非常的宽。
It's very wide.
很容易进去。
And easy to go through.
但是进到永生天堂的那个门呢？
But once you approach the door to eternity,
非常的窄。
It's very narrow.
那怎么进去呢？
And how do you enter?
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到天上的父那里。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to me except through, no one comes to the Father except through me.
有一个问题就是说，当有一天我的肉体死亡的时候。
So, a question is, when one day my body, my physical body passes away.
我的灵魂到哪里？
Where does my soul go?
我来到美国也六年多了。
I've been in America for 6 years now.
我一直在问耶稣一件事。
And I continue to ask Jesus one question.
主啊，有一天你要叫我回去的时候。
Lord, if one day you call me to go to heaven.
我要站在哪里？
Where will I stand?
我们没有机会信耶稣的，最哪个是我人生的这个在这世上做客旅的终点站？
For people who
做客旅 a stranger or a passenger. Okay.
If, as a guest in this world, as a traveler.
想不到我还帮他翻译英文。你知道，我们人本来是按照神的形象造的。
We originally were made in the image of God.
神的灵住在我们里面。
And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives inside us.
我们人有一个最重要、最重要的东西。
And this very, we have an important thing.
就是我们的灵。
And that is our soul.
是让神住在我们里面。
And God, so for God to live inside of us.
当我们的人类祖先亚当夏娃堕落犯罪的时候，神的灵就离开了人了。
So when Adam and Eve sinned, the Holy Spirit left us. It departed from mankind.
神的形象也离开人了。
And so did the image of God.
人就开始堕落犯罪。
And man started to sin.
因为人类的属子亚当他背叛神了。
Because
背叛
Because man betrayed God.
因为他吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
Because they Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
当然不是说吃那个果子会怎么样。
So really, it's not that anything would have happened because of the fruit itself.
因为那个果子是让我们人学习顺服上帝的。
Because the fruit is actually to teach us to abide by the word of God.
就好像我们到了十字路口，有红灯、绿灯。
So imagine that you are at a stoplight.
如果有一天有一部车子它闯红灯的话，那个多么可怕的事情会发生
？It's if a car runs a red light, terrible things could result.
今天世界为什么这么多的问题
？So today, why do we have so many problems in this world?
人不断的违背上帝，不断的在闯红灯。
It's because we continue to betray God. We continue to run those red lights.
吃了分别善恶树上的果子，有第二个问题。
And the second consequence of eating the fruit from the tree of good and evil, tree of knowledge.
因为人没有犯罪前，人只有良善，只有圣洁。
Because before Adam and Eve sinned, man was only kind and knew goodness.
可是吃了分别善恶树上的果子以后呢？
But after they ate of the fruit,
人多了一个选择。
They had another choice.
是非善恶对错。
To sin to
善恶，善是这，或者 good 的意思 ，and evil
啊。To commit evil and iniquity.
所以，可是我们人啊，我们人最可怜是什么？没有能力不犯罪。
But the saddest part about man is that we don't have the ability to not sin.
我们都有经验，对不对
？We are all experienced with this.
我的良心告诉我
，My conscience tells me，
不可以这样做。
You shouldn't do that.
不可以这样说。
Don't say that.
可是我做了。
But I do it anyway. I said it anyway.
可是我的良心告诉我
，And my conscience tells me，
你要这样做。
If you do this，
你要这样说
，or say this，
可是我做不到。
You should do this or say this, but I can't do it.
这就是人的痛。
And this is the tragedy of man.
所以这是一个没有平安的世界。
This is a world without peace.
这是一个罪恶的世界。
This is a sin-filled world.
所以这是一个苦难的世界。
And this is a difficult world.
不但这样，这个希伯来书九章二十七节说，按照定命，人人都有一死。
And not only this, but Hebrews 9:27 tells us that everyone must perish. Everyone faces physical death.
死后却有审判。
And after you die, you will perish.
这个审判就是说，人会永远的灭亡。
And the consequence of this is eternal
perish.
Perishing forever.
永远的灭亡。所以你看哈，那耶稣说，凡从我这里进来的啊，从我这个门进来，他一定会得救。
So Jesus said, those who enter through me as the door will have eternal salvation.
就说那人怎么样进这个耶稣这个门
？So how do we enter this door?
耶稣他是神。
Jesus is God.
道成肉身。
Become man.
那么他来解决人的问题。
And he came to solve our problems.
他必须解决人罪的问题。
And in order to do that, he must solve the problem of sin.
人有从亚当夏娃遗传下来的那个原罪。
From the sin of Adam and Eve.
那人也有自己犯的罪。
They inherit that sin as well as the sin that each of us commit ourselves.
所以这个罪的结果就是我们必须要接受到上帝公义的审判。
So the consequence of this sin is that we must accept the eternal separation from God.
上帝虽然是公义的。
And although God is just,
但是他也是慈爱，他是慈爱。
He's also loving.
所以他愿意每一个人都得救。
So he wants everyone to be saved.
他不是要创造一个 创造一些人，然后让他们都灭亡。我们上帝不是这样。
Our God is not a God who will just create people and then watch them perish.
那他怎么做
？So what does he do?
他的爱就是让耶稣基督替我们的罪死在十字架上。
His love is expressed in Jesus dying on the cross for us.
这是人类唯一的拯救的方法。
And this is the way he saved mankind.
因为宗教都是叫我们你要做这个做那个。宗教都是这样。
Religions always tell us you have to do this or that.
但是你不要忘记，你再怎么做，你还是个罪人。
But no matter what you do, you're still a sinner.
所以来解决你罪的问题。
So how do you solve this problem of sin?
耶稣替你替我的罪死。
Jesus took on the sin for us and died for us.
流出他的宝血，洗净赦免我们的罪。
And his precious blood cleansed us, washed us of our sins.
那我们人要做什么呢
？So what do we as people must, what should we do?
我们人就是来到耶稣面前认罪悔改。
The only thing we have to do is come before Jesus, acknowledge our sins and repent.
我记得我信耶稣的时候。
I remember when I became a believer.
那个牧师说啊，你们要信耶稣的人走到前面来。
The pastor said, those of you who wish to believe in Jesus, walk, come to the front.
我就走到前面。
So I walked to the front.
然后就一面我一面哭一面流泪。
And I was crying.
就流泪 ，cry, okay. 然后我就一直祷告。那个陪谈人说，哎，你要想想你有做什么不对的，你就一直祷告，我就一直祷告。
And then I was praying. They told us to think about all the sins we've committed and pray about them. So I was praying.
我记得那个时候我24岁。
And I was 24 at the time.
可是是我受洗以后的七年了。
But it was actually seven years after I'd been baptized.
所以为什么我们现在要求受洗的人都要上课？
So why now do we require all those who wish to get baptized to take classes?
我十几岁受洗，可是我不知道我为什么要信耶稣。
I got baptized as a teenager, but I really didn't understand what that meant.
然后我就想起了我五岁的时候偷妈妈的钱。
And I suddenly remembered when I was five, I stole my mother money from my mother.
然后我五年级的时候跟我的班长女生摔跤打架。
And in fifth grade, I had a fight with my class leader.
我那班长现在也跟我差不多年龄。
And he's my age now.
我就一直想，一直想。
And I kept thinking of more of these incidents.
我说主啊，你赦免。
And I said, God, forgive me.
我愿意接受你做我的救主。
I want to accept you as my savior.
然后受洗。
And be baptized.
归入基督的名下。
And in Jesus' name.
那么领受所赐的圣灵。领受圣灵。
And accept the Holy Spirit.
我们奉。圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
那么神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, Jesus also dwells within us.
那么我的灵魂活过来。
And because of that, my spirit became alive.
我人生最大的生命的问题解决。
And the biggest problem of my life was solved.
然后上帝的形象我回来了。
And I was able to return to the image of God.
因为我们是按照上帝的形象新造的人。
Because we were remade in the image of God.
New create.
We were new creations.
他说，这是我这个见到耶稣的人呢、啊，他说这个吃出什么得草吃啊，得到草吃。
And those who enter, those who accept Jesus will find pasture.
这里有三个意思。
There's three meanings here.
他说，你一定，你来到耶稣，你一定灵魂得救。
First, when you come to Jesus, you will certainly be saved through the Spirit.
你脱离了永远灭亡的这个危险。
And you have escaped the danger of eternal perishment.
他说，你出入的时候很自由。
And through this, you have gained a new freedom.
因为有圣灵在我们里面。
Because of the Holy Spirit in us.
它就好像一部车子有刹车。
It's like a car with a brake.
你想一想，这个刹车，车子没有刹车是好可怕的事情啊。
Think about a car without brakes. That would be a very frightening thing.
以前我在台湾的时候，有几次的大车祸。
When I was in Taiwan, I had several big accidents.
有车子从。 从那个山上下来。
Once a car came off a mountain.
那个巴士的时候刹车坏了。
And it's because the brakes weren't working.
所以那个司机一直踩刹车，一直踩刹车。
And the driver kept stepping on the brakes.
都没有用。
But it didn't matter. It was useless.
整个巴士摔到山下。
It was a bus, and the entire bus rolled off the mountain.
50个人全部死掉。
And 50 people, all 50 people died.
所以没有刹车是很可怕的。
So without brakes, a car is very dangerous.
上帝的圣灵就好像我们的刹车。
The Spirit of God is like our brakes.
很多不好的事情。
A lot of bad things.
很多上帝不喜欢的事情。
A lot of things that God dislikes.
圣灵踩刹车，让我们不会去做。
The Holy Spirit will step on the brakes for us to prevent us from committing these.
可是很多很好的事情。
But a lot of good things.
很多良善的事情。
A lot of kind things.
很多对人有帮助的事情。
A lot of helpful things.
很多很有爱心的事情。
A lot of loving things.
你不做。
If you don't do them.
圣灵就催逼你。
The Spirit will nag at you.
有一次我在那个菲德叫惠城去讲道。
Once I was preaching in Philadelphia.
那是一个寒冷的下雪的天气。
It was an extremely cold, snowy day.
我看到有一个很漂亮的脸，拿一个牌子叫 homeless。
I saw a very pretty woman holding a sign that said homeless。
你们有没有看过这种？有没有
？Have you ever seen this？
我车子已经过去了。
I already passed her with my car。
可是我的心砰砰跳。
But my heart was beating。
砰砰跳着。然后呢，我又回来。
So I returned to her。
因为有个声音说。你要帮助他。
Because a voice was telling me you should help her.
然后我就给他十块美金。
So I gave her $10.
然后我又走了。
And then I left.
可是又回来。
But then I came back again.
这十块的话，就吃个汉堡就没有了。
I felt like $10 was enough for a hamburger.
我再给他十块。
So I gave her another $10.
然后又走了。
And I left again.
我就想，我的车嘛，会干脆给他好
了。I said I might as well give her my car.
因为我去讲到他们给我200块车马费。
The reimbursement for my car, for renting a car, because I got
$200.
But it was a check.
后来我就给了他几十块钱。
So I just gave her like $20-$30.
然后我再走。
And then I left again.
我以前我常常在台湾那个地下室看到那个残障的人，手脚不好的人。
A lot of times in Taiwan, I saw handicapped people.
他们卖那个口香糖。
And they sold bubble gum.
我一次买十条、二十条。
And every time I would buy 10 or 20 pieces.
这我自己不吃的。
Not for myself.
你有看过一个牧师在讲道咬口香糖了吗
？Have you ever seen a pastor chewing gum as he's preaching?
但是我买这个干什么
？So why did I buy this?
我是主要是帮助这个人。
It's mainly to help that person.
那我去送给我们的青年。
And I sent it to the youth.
或送给那个小朋友。
And I gave it to the little children.
像今天我们小朋友这样唱歌很可爱。
Like today, when our little children sang.
每个人口香糖一个。
Everybody would get a bubble gum.
今天牧师讲了，糟糕，我礼拜天我给你们一个。
Now I have to give it to them on Sunday.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is this?
就是有一个力量在你的里面。
Because there is a strength inside of you.
这个力量就是上帝。
And this strength is the Lord.
因为有主的同在。
Because God is with us.
所以我们有满足的喜乐。
So we have
满足
fullness and joy.
对，有满足的平安。
And peace that's satisfying.
哦，我们有满足的盼望。
And hope that's satisfying.
这个叫做初日有草吃。
And that's what it means by finding pasture.
虽然我们人生有苦难啊，有缺乏，有不顺利啊。
And even though we have difficulties and tribulations in life.
不是说信耶稣就一帆风顺。
And I'm not saying just when you trust in Jesus, your path will be smooth.
我发现我信耶稣以后，我的苦难比没有信耶稣以前还要多。
Actually, I found that my hardships increased after I became.
可是问题是说这些事情发生在我身上我一点都不害怕。
But the difference now is that when these difficulties happen to me, I know I'm no longer afraid.
因为我知道不是我自己一个人去处理这个问题。
Because I know it's no longer just me who has to deal with these problems.
我是一个人，我是很软弱的一个人。
I'm a very weak person.
是耶稣在我里面。
but Jesus inside of me.
他替我处理这些问题。
He is able to solve these problems for me.
所以我常常跟很多人讲。
So I often tell many people.
每一个人都有他不同的人生的这个难关。
Each person has their own difficulties in life.
但是每一关很难过。
And each issue is hard.
Difficult to pass.
Each difficult.
我不知道我这样翻译对不对。但是都最后都过关了。
But they've all passed.
感谢主，他帮我翻译，我真的很好啊。所以我可以告诉你，这个就是出日有草吃。阿门。
And this is what it means to find pasture.
他说，耶稣来了，使人得更丰盛的生命。
When Jesus comes, it's to bring people a more filling, a more full life.
他这里讲说，盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
It says the thief comes to only to steal, kill, and destroy.
我跟你讲，这是一个盗贼的世界，偷盗的世界。
Let me tell you, this world is a world of thieves.
你们最近有没有看到《世界日报》写，在很多华人的地方，有一些金光党专门骗一些中国大陆来的那个来五六十岁那些老人，有没有？
Have you read about the stories in the paper about people defrauding older people from China?
当然不包括我了哈。
Of course, that doesn't include me.
你看呢、啊？这是一个偷盗的世界。
This is a very deceitful place.
甚至我们有一个教会哦。
Our church.
请代书来办这个过户，就是把这个房子过给他的意思啊。
When our church was
the house to
transfer when we transferred the mortgage for our church.
结果你知道吗？代书把教会的那个房子过到他的名字。
Oh, the accountant transferred the building under his name.
因为做牧师做久了太单纯了。
Because the pastor was too naive.Not our church.
我告诉你，没关系，你们听懂就好。你看，这是一个充满了欺骗的世界。
This world is filled with deceit.
那很多人莫名其妙就被杀掉。
And many people are inexplicably killed.
你看最近波士顿那个，对不对
？Take for instance the Boston bombings. Three people dead.
其中有一个小朋友。
And including a child,
8岁，对不对
？8 years old.
还有一个中国学生。
And a student from China.
最可怜。
That was really sad.
因为就一胎化，就一个嘛，对不对？他妈妈就他一个女儿，对不对
？She was the only child of her family.
所以很多人，很多我看很多访问学者趁着来这里一年，赶快再生一个美国小孩，哎。
I've seen a lot of people from China. They come here and they quickly have another child.
然后再去中国领事馆办回乡证啊。
And then they try to get the child through Chinese embassy again.
你看这些人，美国他在他的国家那么苦难，美国把他接来接到这里住。
You see, the bombers were immigrants, and America accepted them as immigrants.
他没有感恩。
And they were not thankful at all.
但是。有一个更可怕的偷盗跟杀害。
But a far more fearful thing.
就是魔鬼 evil 是吧？
Oh, a far greater evil is Satan.
他要毁坏你的人生。
He wants to destroy your entire life.
毁坏你的婚姻。
Your marriage.
毁坏你的家庭。
Your family.
我告诉你，我在纽约那个法拉盛那个地方。
When I was in New York.
Flushing,
Flushing. Oh, in Flushing, New York.
感谢主，他使我英文进步啊！感谢主。有很多的人啊，从大陆来到纽约。
A lot of people came from China to New York.
他发现他的先生已经有另外一个家庭。
And they discover that their husband has another family here.
也有很多的先生，他来到了纽约。
A lot of husbands will come to New York.
他发现他原来的太太已经另外一个家庭。
And they discover that their former wives also have a new family.
一个没有上帝的世界。
This is a world without God.
是堕落到这样的一个程度。
And it falls to this degree.
但是魔鬼要他毁坏你的工作。
And Satan will destroy your work, your career.
还有异端邪说、邪教。
And defraud and cheat you and defraud you.
还有世界的宗教领袖。
And a lot of leaders of religion, religious leaders.
在提摩太前书六章那里这样子讲啊，六章五节。
In First Timothy 6:5 it says.
他说啊，这个很多人呢以敬虔为得力的门径。
They say, it says a lot of people use godliness as a means to financial gain.
这个意思就是说，宗教是发财的门路。
In other words, religion is the way to financial gain.
很多人利用宗教敛财，有没有？
A lot of people use religion.
常常听到。
For wealth.
但是有一种更可怕的。
But an even more fearful thing.
它传扬一种异端。异端怎么讲？
靠。
啊。
Sorcery.
啊。那么你看哈，跟圣经是不一样的。
It's different from the Bible.
所以耶稣责备这些人。
And Jesus, Jesus left.
Rebuked
these people.
这个我还蛮懂的，感谢主。他说：“你们走遍陆地海洋。”
He said, "You travel over land and sea."
热心的带领人入教。
To win a single convert.
下面一句话很重要。
And the next phrase is very important.
是带领人进地狱，下地狱。
But you actually are leading them to hell.
比你们还加倍。
And make them twice as much a child of hell.
所以我为什么要你们来参加礼拜天早上的成人主日学查经
？So why do I tell you to come to Bible study on Sundays?
礼拜五的查经。
And Bible study on Fridays.
因为你圣经如果不熟。
Because if you are not familiar with the Bible.
很容易被骗。
You will easily be deceived.
这些异教 ，OK?
These false religious teachings.
它就在杀你的灵魂。
They are killing your spirit.
比杀你的肉体更可怕。
And it's far worse than killing your physical body.
所以约翰福音八章四十四节说。
So John 8:44 says.
他说魔鬼是杀人的父亲。
The devil is the father. Of.
杀人啊 ，killer.
The devil.
Killer's father.
Okay. Right, the
father. 杀人者的父亲。
Father of murderers.
好，我要学翻译，对不起啊。他杀什么？不但杀你的身体，也杀你的灵魂。
What is he killing? Not only your physical body, but also your spirit.
可是耶稣说我来了。
But Jesus said, I have come.
我来做什么?
And what am I here for?
我来叫你们得生命。
I'm here so that you can be saved.
而且得了更丰盛的生命。
So that you'll have a more abundant life.
这个丰盛的生命就是超过你所需要的。
And this abundance is overabundant, more than you ever needed.
这个有个英文叫做 super abundant, 对吧?
Super abundantly.
它的英文比较准啊。这个就是说他来了，不但让你有生命，而且让你很丰富的生命。
He came not only to give you life, but to give you an overabundant life.
希腊文的意思就是说，每一件事都达到很富足的地步。
In Greek, in Colossians,
No, 还没有到 Colossians.
Sorry.
我的意思就是说，
Greek in Greek it means
Greek 啊，希腊文的意思就是说。每一件事情都非常的富足。
The Greek word means every.
Everything is very, very rich.
Each thing will be very rich.
如果一个人他跟随耶稣。
If a person follows Jesus.
他认识耶稣。
And he knows Jesus.
他明白耶稣的教训，这个很重要。
And he understands Jesus' teachings, which is very important.
那么他的灵、他的魂、他的体是非常的富足的。
Then his soul, his body, and his spirit is extremely prosperous.
他是非常有活力。
He will gain new vitality.
哦，这个礼拜一我们黄景坤陪我去看医生。
This Monday, Brother Huang came with me to the doctors.
我照心电图了。
And I got some X-rays.
那个小姐说。
And the young lady said.
因为她看我写的年龄嘛。
She saw my age.
我暂时保密哈，他看我写的。
I won't tell you now, but she saw my age.
他说 ，Imagine.
She said, Amazing.
这句我听懂了。哦 ，Imagine. 他说我比那个写的少二十岁。
She said I was in better health than those 20 years younger than me.
所以因为我还没有吃早点。
That's because I hadn't had breakfast.
我这个经过这个师母批准，赶快去吃一份麦当劳。
So after that, I quickly went and had some McDonald's breakfast.
心情很好，心情。
And I was in a great mood.
因为是在我的灵很富足。
Because my soul was very prosperous.
而且我有满足的喜乐平安。
And I had an abundance of joy and peace.
所以非常的感谢主。
And I was very thankful to the Lord.
我这个意思就是说，你呢刚刚信耶稣。
So my point is, when you are a new believer,
那你得到的上帝的丰富是一点点。
The blessing or prosperity you receive from Jesus is only a little bit.
随着你的追求。
So your desires, your pursuits.
Pursuit, yeah, 对啊。然后你的灵命在成长 ，grow up, you are a spirit life, grow up.
So as you pursue Him, you will grow in your spiritual life.
那个以弗所说四章十三节这样子说。
Ephesians 4:11-13 tells us.
他说你长大哦，蛮有基督的那个身量。
So that you may be built up in Christ.
好像从主耶稣基督变成的。好像从主耶稣。
As if you were from Christ.
所以，主的力量在你里面。
So Jesus' strength is inside of you.
所以你不会有忧愁。
So that you won't be
You don't have sad.
So you won't be
worried.
Oh, so you won't be anxious.
你也不会有重担。
And you won't have burdens.
这种超越人理性所能够想象的平安。
And it's a peace that surpasses understanding.
你每天可以过这样的日子。
You can have this kind of life every day.
我们靠着主耶稣基督。
We rely on Jesus.
无论你在任何情况之下。
Regardless of what your situation is.
你都很喜乐。
You will be filled with joy.
难道这不是人生最大的事吗？
Is this not the biggest thing in life?
你知道那个有人参加保险，对不对？啊，参加保险有没有？
Who here has insurance?
啊，然后你活得越久，领的越多，对不对？
So life insurance is the longer you live, the more you have.
我告诉你，你信耶稣越久，你领受上帝的丰富就越多。
Well, let me tell you, the longer you are a believer in Jesus, the more prosperous your life will be.
那我们来读一下圣经来哈。
Let us read the Bible.
来，哥罗西书第二章第九节。
Colossians 2:9-10.
好，一起来读来。
Let's read it together.
因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的住在基督里面。你们在他里面
有着新生，他是各样执政掌权者的源
头。英文来。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity is in bodily form, and in Christ we have brought all things. He is the head of every power and authority.
各位在座，这不是你一生中所寻求的最大的事吗？
Is this not the single most important thing you've been seeking your entire life?
你有了生命。
You have life.
有了上帝给你的生命。
A life from God.
而且是丰盛的生命。
And it's an abundant life.
这才是你人生最大的事。
This is truly the biggest thing in your life.
你有了这个生命之后。
Once you've attained this life.
你去读书。
You can go study.
你去建立你的家庭。
Build your household. Build
your family. 不管你做什么。
Regardless of what you do.
都非常 OK, 都很好。
It'll be good.
我告诉各位一个好消息。
Let me tell you some good news.
我想在这个暑假要讲一个专题。
This summer, a theme I want to discuss.
如何寻找你的另一半
？How to find your other half？
我们看到我们这里很多的你的儿女都大了。
I've noticed a lot of your sons and daughters are older.
常常有些妈妈来跟我说。
And a lot of mothers will come to me and say.
牧师为我的女儿祷告。
Pastor, pray for my daughter.
为我的儿子祷告。
Pray for my son.
我赶快记下来。
So I quickly make a note.
我看你干脆就那天来听演讲，听我讲那个专题。
So I think you should come when I speak on that theme.
你有了丰盛的生命。
When you have abundant life.
你也找一个一样跟你丰盛生命的。
And you find someone with an equally abundant life.
然后你就有丰盛的幸福美满的婚姻。
you will then have an abundant happiness together.
我们请低头。
Let us pray.
我要在座的，请问各位。
I want to ask those seated here.
你还没有受洗的，请举一下手来。
If you have not been baptized yet,
你还没有受洗，
还不是基督徒。Please raise
your hand. 请举一下手 ，OK？ 好。
Please raise your hand.
好，请放下。
And you can put them down.
我跟你讲，今天晚上对你来讲是上帝对你的爱的一个机会。
Let me tell you, this evening, this is a chance from of Jesus' love for you.
你要做一个重大的选择。
You need to make an extremely important decision.
就是把你人生中最重要的生命的问题。
And that is the issue of your life.
你解决。
You need to think about it.
从今以后。
From now on.
主耶稣他的名字叫以马内利。
Jesus is Emmanuel.
他要永远与你同在。
Which means forever with you.
如果你要信耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus.
你可以再等一等，我们上会的时候。
In a moment.
你来找我或找我们教会的执事。
You come to me or one of the deacons.
或者是你礼拜天来的时候。
Or on Sunday when you come.
你跟我们说。
Come to me and tell me.
我们会帮助你。
We will help you.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Heavenly Father.
感谢你今天晚上这样的一个机会。
Thank you so much for this fellowship this evening.
你在天上诗人宝座看到了他们。
You see all of us from heaven.
你是爱他们的。
And you love us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and we praise you.
你不但给我们一个属灵的生命。
Not only did you give us a spiritual life,
你给我们永远的生命。
You gave us eternal life.
而且你是给我们丰盛的生命。
And an abundant life.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告感谢。
And we pray and give you thanks.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Show not for a moment did you forsake forsake me? Not for a moment did you forsake me. After all, you are constant. After all, you are only good. After all, you are sovereign. Not for a moment did you forsake me. Not for a moment did you forsake me. And every step, every breath, you are there. And every tear, every cry, every prayer. In my hurt, at my worst, when my world falls down, not for a moment will you forsake me. Not for a moment will you forsake me. And after all, you are constant. And after all, you are only good. And after all, you are sovereign. Not for a moment would you forsake me. Not for a moment would you forsake me. And after all, you are constant. And after all, you are only good. And after all, you are sovereign. Not for a moment would you forsake me. Not for a moment will you forsake me. You will never leave or forsake me.